Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos daf Ayin Beis. We left off in daf Ayin Aleph from Beis about 10 or 11 lines from the end of the page. Emar Deshamit Leder Rabbi Yehuda. First word on the line is Emar. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Vasimcha LaShalom, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to finish up our discussion from yesterday, where we pointed out that Rabbi Meir has a Shita in the context of Peya, that a Ktsira Shachas is not considered to be Ktsira at all. That when do we consider something to be an act of Ktsira with regard to Peya? If you harvest something right in the middle of a field, if it's an act of Ktsira, it's still considered one big field. But if it's not considered to be an act of Ktsira, then it separates the two fields from one another. So we're trying to figure out which Shita Rabbi Meir parallels. So the last thing we suggested was that Rameir Bishitas Rabbi Yehuda Amara. The Gemara is going to reject that and then suggest Rameir follows Rabbi Akiva, and then we're going to analyze that. And then the Gemara is going to explain each of the halachas we had in the Mishnah about the Karban Omer. The Gemara is going to point out in Machlokas whether Ktsiras HaOmer Beyom is Kosher B'diavet, and that it's a Machlokas Tanoim, whether Ktsira B'yom counts, and that's going to be a major discussion. The Gemara is going to talk about which malachos one may do for the Korban Omer on Shabbos, and we're going to do a comparison to Hilchos Mila, where we have a discussion in the Tanaim, which malachos for Bris Mila one is allowed to do on Shabbos, and that discussion is going to bring us all the way to the end of the Perek, and then the new Perek is going to begin with the Mishnah about which Korbanos Mincha get a Kemitza, and which ones do not get a kemitza. And the Gemara is going to discuss the source for the idea that all these menachos get a kemitza, and that the shirayim of them go to the kohanim. So let's begin again. We are at Emar Deshamit Lei L'Rabbi Yehuda, about 10, 11 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Bey. So says Gemara, Emar Deshamit Lei L'Rabbi Yehuda. We know that L'Behema, we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that ktsira l'shachas is not considered a ktsira. That's only when it comes to if you're harvesting the shachas for the sake of a behema. But la adam ishamet lei, do you ever find that he holds a ktsira the shachas for the sake of an adam is not considered a ktsira? That can't be. Dim kein havelu tlos ha-tanoi. Because then there will actually be three shitos of tanoim in the Mishnah. You'd have the shita of the Tanakama who holds that you're allowed to be kotzer the shachas and be machel the behema. You have the second shita, that meaning before the Karban Omer, because it's not called the ktsira. You have the second shita, which would be Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you're only allowed to do so, you're only allowed to be kotzer if it began if you began doing the ktsira before the grain grew to one third of its growth. But then once you began doing the ktsira at that stage, you may continue after it grew to one third of its growth. And then we have the shita of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you're allowed to be kotzer l'tzorech adam even after it grew to one third of its growth. So it turned out that Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with the Tanakama, and that's hard to say, because we have a rule that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah Eimasai, he's always qualifying the Tanakama, he's not arguing on the Tanakama. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow being kotzer for the sake of a person, he only allows it for the sake of a behema, and therefore it cannot be that Rav Meir Meseches Peah holds like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, because Rav Meir holds that Ksira L'Shachas is not called Ksira even if you're doing it for a person. Rabbi Yehuda apparently says that if you're doing it for a person, then it is called the Ktsira. So it doesn't align. So because of that, says the Gemara, we need to find somebody else to align Rabbi Meir with. Elokias Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Meir Bishitas Rabbi Akiva Rabo Amara. Rabbi Meir holds a Ktsira L'Shachas for the sake of a person. It does not have a shame Ktsira if it's not yet one-third grown. That's following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who holds a Ktsira L'Shachas before it grew one-third. Af L'Adam Nami Lohavya Ktsira. that even when you are harvesting for the sake of a human being, it is not considered to be a katsira. Where do we find that Rabbi Akiva holds such a shita? Ditznan, because we have a Mishnah in Meseches Peah, that Hamanamir Sadeh, if a person is cutting sections of his field, he's harvesting a row and leaving the next row unharvested, then the next row he's harvesting, etc. And therefore he makes the field spotted, that it has spots where it's harvested, spots where it's not harvested. Vishir bo kolachim lachim, and he leaves in the field some moist stalks that he does not harvest, because they have not yet fully grown. So as machlokas tanayim, how do you leave peah on such a field? Meaning, is that considered one big field where you just leave one corner of a field? Or do we assume that since there are bald spots all over the place because you just harvested sections of the field, they're different fields? Rabbi Akiva Omer, peah l'kol echad v'echad, that each existing shura of grain requires peah, it's considered to be its own field. V'cham omrim me'echad al-kol, and the Chum say, no, you only need to take peah from one shura to cover the entire field. V'amr Rabbi Yomar Shmuel, lo chiev Rabbi Akiva el b'menamir l'klayos, that Rabbi Akiva only requires you to leave peah for each of them, for each row in the field, if you harvested the tevuah for the sake of kleios, which means that it's not yet one third grown. Avul b'menamliotzer, but when the grain was already somewhat ripened, was fully ripened, and you harvested to store the grain away, then lo, then that's not the din. Rabbi Akiva is going to be moded to the chamim that you could leave one big peah. So you see from Shmuel that Rabbi Akiva holds that harvesting grain before it's one third grown for the sake of a person is not called ksira, and that's what Rabbi Meir holds like. And that's why he says that if your kotzer l'shachas, that it separates, it divides the fields, even if you're doing it l'tzorech adam, because that's not called ktsira. So it's just separating two different fields, as long as you harvested before it grew one third. So ask the Gemara, but Eini, is that really so? V'ha'kiyasa Ravin amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mechayev ha'ir Rabbi Kiva, af b'menamer liotzer. Rabbi Akiva requires you to give peah from each of the rows in the field, even when you harvest the grain that's fully ripened, in order to put it away. And according to that, Rabbi Akiva holds a ktsira l'shachas for the sake of a person does not have a shame ktsira, even if it's the special called tzarcha, even if it's fully ripened. So how can you say that Rabbi Meir is going like Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Meir holds that if it's even one third grown, it has a shame ktsira. So says the Gemara, savra lo kavasei b'chada. Very simply, Reb Meir holds like Rabbi Akiva with regard to one matter, that ktsira before it's one third grown does not have a shame ktsira, even if it's l'tzarech adam. But he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva in a different matter, that according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't have a shame ktsira if it's not fully ripened, even if it is already more than one third grown. Whereas Reb Meir would say, no, once it's one third grown, it has a shame ktsira, and therefore will not be mafsik for peah. So that concludes our discussion from yesterday, who to align Rabbi Meir with. So ultimately we align Rabbi Meir kind of with Rabbi Akiva, at least partially with Rabbi Akiva. So now we move on. So we had said that one of the things that you're allowed to harvest grain, one of the exceptions to the Isra of being kotzer before the Ketzira Saomer, the Allah is you're not allowed to be kotzer other grain before the Ketzira Saomer. So one of the exceptions is that you're allowed to do so to make room for the base medrash, to make room for a base birchas aveilim. So my time, what's the reason that we allow ktsira prior to the korban omer for these purposes? So says the Gemara, because the pasuk says ktsir chem omer achmana velo ktsir mitzvah. The Torah tells me that I'm not allowed to do ktsir chem prior to the korban omer, but if it's a ktsir mitzvah, so like in these cases where I'm being kotzer for the sake of a mitzvah, so then there is no isra of being kotzer before the korban omer. The Tosfos points out that in Maseches Pesachim, the Gemara darshans this word of ktsir chem in other ways. That according to Rabbi Avo, who holds that any lashon isra achila includes not only an isra achila but an isra na'a. That's the sugi in Pesachim when the Torah says lo socha, lo sochlu, lo yochal. So does that mean only in Isra Achila or even in Isra Hanah? So he darshans a ktsirchem shalachem yehe, meaning that the pasuk is coming to tell me that although chadash is asur ba'achila, it's mutar ba'hanah. And according to Chizkiyah, who disagrees and holds that a stam Isra Achila does not include an Isra Hanah, ktsirchem means ktsir dekol Yisrael, that ktsirchem is just the way the Torah speaks. It speaks b'loshon rabim. So Tosus points out that from the word ktsirchem, we see other drushas also. As if, okay, fine. So we have this drasha, we have other drashas from the word ktsirchem. Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim says, no, that's a problem. That's a kasha. How could Rabbi Avoh say that the pasuk means ktsirchem? That's teaching me a din that chadash is mutar ba'anah. Over here, we see that from ktsirchem we darshin v'lo ktsir mitzvah. And Chizkiyah, why does he need ktsirchem to call Yisrael? He should have said that the pasuk is needed to tell me ktsir mitzvah. Why does Chizkiyah have to explain? Oh, you know why it says ktsirchem in plural? Because that's just the way the Torah talks when it talks to call Yisrael. No, it has to say it because it's telling me possessive that it's only ktsirchem. It's only when it's a ktsira for your personal benefit that you're not allowed to do it before the Omer. So Tosfos answers that l'chadchila the pasuk could have said. That the pasuk could have said reishis ktsir, and for that, for one extra drasha, it could have said reishis ktsircha. But once it says reishis ktsirchem, so that tells me you can learn two separate drashas from it. So one to tell me that a heter ktsir mitzvah, and which is our gemara, and the second for Rabbi Avoh that it's heter hana'a, and that's why we're able to make multiple drashos from the word ktsirchem. The drasha we have here, and the drasha we have in Misach. We said in the Mishnah that you shouldn't make bundles out of the harvesting that you do when you have to harvest before the Ktsiras HaOmer, but you can make them into piles. My taima, why is that the case that even when we allow Ktsira, we're not going to allow you to tie up the bundles of wheat? So the Kamadev, Shodot Tarchinan, because we try to not be Tareach in the wheat as much as we can, in the grain as much as we can, so that it's nicker that this is not a regular Ktsira, because a regular Ktsira would have been forbidden. We were only allowed to do this because it's a ktsir mitzvah, it's not the regular ktsira. Mitzvah sa'omer lavim in akama. We then said in the Mishnah that you're supposed to bring the karban omer from standing grain, not from harvested grain. So Tanu Rabbanu, we have a brisa that's going to elaborate on the dinim of karban omer, which ones are lichadchila and which ones are b'di'eved, that even are ma'akev b'di'eved. The pasuk says vim takriv min chas bikurim, so matam lomer. What's the pasuk telling me when it says takriv? It's going to say in the hemshech of the pasuk takriv is min chas bikurecha. So why do you need the word takriv twice in the same pasuk? So lefi shemitzvah ha'omer lahavi min akama. That really the carbon omer is supposed to be brought from that which is still mechubar lekarka. That you're supposed to harvest it for the sake of the carbon omer. So by the time you first encounter the grain that you want to use for the carbon omer, it should still be mechubar lekarka. How do I know that if you cannot find any grain that's mechubar lekarka, that you're still allowed to bring the carbon omer from grain that's already been harvested, that's no longer attached to the ground? Tamal omer takriv. That's why the pasuk says takriv. Dover acher. Another drasha that we can make, takriv lufisha mitzvah lahavi min alach, that really you're supposed to bring from moist grain. Minayin shem lo matzah min alach, yavi min ayavesh. How do I know that if you cannot find any moist grain, that b'dieved you could bring from Yavesh, meaning if you cannot find grain that's nearby Yerushalayim, you could bring from areas that are more distant from Yerushalayim, even though in the travel time it's going to dry out. So Tamal Omer, because the pasuk says, Takriv, Davar Acher, a third drasha, Takriv, Lefisha Mitzvaso, Liktzar Belaila. Really, you're supposed to do the harvesting of the Karban Omer, Belaila, because of Tamimos, right? The pasuk says, Shavah Shabbosos Tamimos, Tiyana, you can only do that if you do the Ksiris HaOmer, Belaila, and then right away you begin the Svira Sa'omer. So im niktzar b'yom kosher, how do I know that if you do the ktsira during the day that it's going to be kosher? So if you have the gear, so tamal omer takriv. So the doches haShabbos, and similarly we can learn that if the 16th day of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, that the omer is doches Shabbos, tamal omer takriv. That's why the pasuk says takriv, and therefore the bride Mishnah says, let's recap everything we learned from the word takriv. Takriv kolshu. You could bring kolshu means even from that which is no longer minakama, from that which is no longer mechubar lekarka. Takriv mikol makom. Takriv means even if it's further away from Yerushalayim, and therefore you're bringing dry grain, not moist grain. Takriv afilu b'shabbos. Takriv afilu b'tumah. Takriv tells me that you're supposed to be makriv the carbon omer even on Shabbos. The Cheshek Shlomo says, according to our gear, so we're not goris talmud omer takriv when it comes to nixtzer b'yom. So we say takriv afilu b'yom, takriv afilu b'shabbos, and that's the gear of Rabbi Chananel as well. But okay, meaning it should be takriv afilu b'yom as well, because that was one of the limudim we had. And takriv afilu b'tumah, that if the minchas omer became tamei, you're makrivit even in a state of tumah. So it's an unusual format for a brisa to follow, that the brisa tells me all of the dinim, and then the brisa says, let's review, and it goes through all of the various dinim that we just said a moment ago. So in the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, he says that first we brought them as different drashos, and we kept on saying dover acher. So one might have said, so this is a machlokes tamayim. What taka do I learn from takriv? And each one is darshaning something else. So that's why the brisa goes and recaps to tell me that you can learn all of the drushos from the word takriv. The question is why, but that you can. So it is a bit odd that in the girsa that we have in the Gemara, it didn't recap the afilu bayom part. Why wouldn't it mention that din that it had said earlier in the brisa? Okay, niktzar bayom kosher. So we then said that if you do the ktsira bayom, it's going to be kosher. So ask the Gemara, we have a stira between the Mishnayos about Ktsira B'yom. Ask the Gemara, Vatanan, but we have a Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, that talks about, in more general terms, when mitzvos hayom are done b'layla, or mitzvos halayla are done b'yom, what is their standing? So kala layla kosher, l'ktsira sa'omer, u'lahaktir chalav mevarim, that all night long is kosher to still do the harvesting of the korban omer, and to burn the chalav mevarim of the korbanos of the previous day. So Zaklal, the rule is Davar Shemitzvasa B'Yom Kasher Kol Hayom. Davar Shemitzvasa B'Layla Kasher Kol HaLayla. Anything that the mitzvah is to do that mitzvah during the daytime, the Shechita, the Zrikas Hadam, right? Most of the Karban Avodos, which is kasher to do all day long. Anything that's Mitzvasa B'Layla is kasher all night long. Katani Layla D'Midyom. So apparently we compare the nighttime mitzvah's relationship with night to a daytime mitzvah's relationship with day. So madiyom b'layla lo, just like a daytime mitzvah must only be done during the day and would not be kosher if it were done at night, so after layla b'yom nami lo. So it stands to reason that a nighttime mitzvah would only be kosher at night, that would not be kosher during the day. So we see from there that ktsiras ha'omer, apparently, since it's one of the mitzvahs halayla, is not kosher if it's done during the day. And that's directly against our Mishnah, where it said that if the Omer was Niktzar B'Yom, that it is kosher. So it's a stira in the two Mishnayis. Is Ktsiras HaOmer kosher B'Yom, or is it not kosher B'Yom? So Amar Abba, lo kasher. Not a stira between the Mishnayis, because each one is holding like a different Tana. So it's a machlokas between the Mishnayis. Simply, HaRebi, VaHaRebi, Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that our Mishnah that says Ktsiras HaOmer B'Yom is kosher follows Rebi. The Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, that says that a nighttime mitzvah b'yom is not kosher follows Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Where do we find such a machlokes? Titanya, you have a brisa. Haya omeid umakriv minchas haomer. Let's say it's the second day of Pesach, 16th day of Nisan, and a person is being makriv the minchas haomer v'nitmeis, and the minchas haomer had become tamei. So im yesh acheres, if there are other grain that you can go and harvest now and grind and bring a new carbon omer, so omrim lo have acheres. We say, good, go get another one. This one had become ruined, this one had become tamei, so go and get another one. The imlav, and if we're not able to get another one, so omrim lo, have a pikeach v'shtok. So we tell him that you need to be a pikeach and quiet down, meaning bring the minchas omer even though it became tamei, because you're allowed to bring a carbon sibur betuma, but don't tell anybody that you're doing this. Just keep going, keep bringing the mincha, in order that they shouldn't make a mistake to think that you're allowed to be be makriv even a minchas yachid bituma. Divrei Rebbe, that is Rebbe's shita. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, bein kachu bein kach, that whether there are other stocks to harvest or not, omrim lo have pikeach ushtok. Either way, we tell him, don't go fetching another korban omer. Even if there's other stocks that you're able to go and harvest, and you're able to go and replace this korban omer that became tamei, stick with this one. Shekala omer sheniktzar shalokim mitzvaso pasul. Because you can't harvest another korban omer now. It's already daytime, and you're not allowed to harvest the korban omer during the daytime. So just stick with this korban omer. What do you see from this brisa? That it's machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe, whether b'dieved a ktsiras ha'omer b'yom works or not. So Mela, that's the machlokas between our Mishnah that holds like Shitas Rebbe that ktsira b'yom is kosher, and the Mishnah Maseches Megillah that holds like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon that ktsira b'yom is pasul. So says Gemara, how does Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon know that ktsira b'yom is pasul even b'dieved? Amar Rabbi Bar Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Shel Aviv Amara. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon was following the shita of Rabbi Akiva, his father's Rebbe. His father was Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon's Rebbe was Rabbi Akiva. How do I know Rabbi Shimon's Rebbe is Rabbi Akiva? One of the more famous Gemaras in Shas. Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, that after the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, the Hayisa Olam Shamem, the world was desolate of Torah, at Shabar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came and he established a few new Talmidim. Different lists and different Mamari Chazal have different numbers of Talmidim, but Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, and Shemua. And they're the ones that were Mamid the Torah. So Rabbi Shimon was one of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is following the Shita of his father's Rebbe. Where do we find that Rabbi Akiva holds a Ktsir Rabbi Yom is possible to the Avid? Ditanam, because we have a Mishnah Masechah Shabbos that Rabbi Eliezer holds that all Machshire Mila are Docha Shabbos. That even those Machshire Mila that you could have done on Erev Shabbos are Docha, just like the Mila itself can be done on Shabbos. So preparatory work, even that involves Malacha for a Bris Mila, can be done on Shabbos as well. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That's why the Perek is called Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. That it's all Perek Masechah Shabbos about basically the Dinim of Mila, and Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds Machshire Mila are Docha Shabbos. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Klalam or Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no, not all Machshire Mila are Docha Shabbos. Here's the rule to know what is and isn't Docha Shabbos. Kol Malacha Shev Shalol Lasos Me'erev Shabbos, Eino Docha Shabbos. Any Malacha that you could have done on Erev Shabbos, you may not do on Shabbos. And in that sense, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon follows his father's Rabbi. He follows Rabbi Akiva with Savila Rabbi Shmuel. And not only, and with regard to another din, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon follows Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Ksir Somer Mitzvah, where he holds a Ksir Somer is a mitzvah that generally is Docha Shabbos. Ditnan, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Macharosh Roshos, Avkatz Roshos, Yatzik Sira Omer, Shei Mitzvah. That Rabbi Yishmael says that when the Torah tells us, Becharosh Avkatz Tishbos, it's trying to compare the din of the Isser Ktsira on Shabbos to the din of the Isser of Charisha on Shabbos. That just like the Torah the only asers a Charisha Shal Roshos on Shabbos, how do I know the Torah only asers a Charisha Shal Roshos on Shabbos? Maybe the Torah is asking Charisha Shal Mitzvah on Shabbos. There's no such thing as Charisha Shal Mitzvah. There's nowhere in the Torah that we ever have a Charisha Shal Mitzvah. So when the Torah says, don't plow on Shabbos, it's saying, don't do a plowing of Rishus on Shabbos. And therefore, we likewise say, when the Torah asks Ktsira on Shabbos, it's only asking Ktsira Shal Rishus on Shabbos. But if you were to have ever a Ktsira that's a Mitzvah, which we do, Ktsira Sa'omer, then you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. And now the Gemara says, how do we get that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds a Ktsira Sa'omer B'yom is possible? Because v'isal kadaitach, if you're going to assume that niktzar shalok mitzvah so kasher, that when you do a ktsira b'yom, it's going to be kasher b'di'eved amay dochi Shabbos. Then why, if the second day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, should the ktsira be docha Shabbos? After all, doesn't he subscribe to the rule that any malacha that you could have done on erev Shabbos is not going to be docha Shabbos? So if a ktsira that's done shalob b'zmana is kasher, it should never be docha Shabbos. Simply niktzarei me'erev Shabbos. You should have been Kotzer Me'erev Shabbos. Ela mi de dochi Shabbos, from the fact that he holds that the Ksiras Omer is dochi Shabbos, Shema minon nixar shalokim mitzvah so pasul. It must be that a Ksira on an off time, not at the right time, not on the night of the second day of Pesach, is going to be pasul. And therefore, if the 16th day of Nisan falls on Shabbos, there is no way to just be kotzer on the Friday. You have to be kotzer on Shabbos. So mainly we see that from the fact that you have to be kotzer kmitzvah, so that you're supposed to be kotzer dafka belayla and not be yom. Meaning, just like you cannot be kotzer early, you also cannot be kotzer the next day. That is shalom bizmano. It's not at the right time, and that's going to be ma'akiv b'diavad. So says Gemara. Wait, you're just telling me that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds like his father, and therefore he disagrees with Rebbe. The Rebbe loved Talmid de Rabbi Shimon, but is Rebbe not also a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon? Va'atanya, but doesn't the Brisa tell us that Amar Rebbe kishayinu lemeidin Torah etzel Rabbi Shimon b'Tekoa, that when we learned Torah by Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa, heinu malin lo shemen va'aluntis, we would bring him the stuff that he needed, the oil and the towel, mechotzer legag umigag lekarpef umikarpef lekarpef acher, that even on Shabbos we brought from the chotzer up to the gag, and from the gag to a karpef, and from a karpef to another karpef, until achonu magin lemayan shonarotzen bo, till we got to the place where the stuff was needed. So you see that Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon, who himself was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So if that's the case, he should also follow the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Then any melacha that you could do on Erev Shabbos is not going to be docha Shabbos. So how can you say that the reason that Ksiris HaOmer, how's he going to explain that Ksiris HaOmer, why Ksiris HaOmer is docha Shabbos? Meaning he holds that Omer that's nixar shalom k'mitzvah so is kosher. So by that token, you should have been able to be kosher before Shabbos, and you should have been able to be kosher before Shabbos, it should not be docha Shabbos. So why is it docha Shabbos? So savor lo ki idach de Rabbi Shimon. Rebbe must hold like a different sheet of Rabbi Shimon. To Tanya, we have a brisa that Amar Rabbi Shimon, bo re'e kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Go look how beloved it is when we do a mitzvah in its right time. Sharei hekter chalav mevarim k'sherim kalalayla. The burning of the chalav mevarim of karbanos that are brought by yom is kosher to do all night long. V'lo hayamamtin lahen. And nevertheless, the kohen would not wait ad shetechsha. He wouldn't wait for the emurim of the karbanos of the Shabbos karbanos. He wouldn't say, you know what? It's Shabbos today. What am I going to burn things on Shabbos? It's kosher at night, so I'll wait till nighttime. I'll wait till Motzai Shabbos to burn it. No, he would be makdirin on Shabbos. So you see that even in the case where you're able to do a mitzvah without chilul Shabbos, but better to do it on time rather than to do it later. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Even though doing the mitzvah b'shaita is going to be chilul Shabbos, so Rebbe holds that the same is true legabe ktsiras haomer. That even though yes, it's kosher if you do it before Shabbos, but that's not the mitzvah b'shaita, and it's better to do it, the mitzvah b'shaita, even though that's going to involve chil Shabbos to do the mitzvah b'shaita. So that's what Rebbe holds. That's why Rebbe holds that the ktsira b'yom is not going to be kosher. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, lo shmi alei. So it says more, what, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon never heard his father talk about chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? Meaning, how can he prove that ktsira sa'omer is docha Shabbos? Maybe it's just chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So Ella, so says more, what you have to say is that he did hear chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, but he holds that that has nothing to do with our halacha. Meaning, in what context did Rabbi Shimon say chaviv mitzvah b'shaita about the hekter chalav mevarim, that you shechted the karban and now you want to burn the parts of the karban? That's where you say chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, do it on Shabbos, don't wait till Motzai Shabbos. He does not say it about the ktsiras haomer, about doing the ktsiras haomer early before Shabbos so that you won't have to do it on Shabbos. What's the difference? Shaini hasam by hekter chalav mevarim, that's a different case. Shari doch so shchita so Shabbos, because you already were mechal Shabbos for this karban, because the shechita is docha Shabbos. You cannot shecht it before Shabbos. So since you already wore mechal Shabbos for this carbon, you're allowed to finish the job. You could do the hekta chalav mevarim on Shabbos as well for the sake of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. But when it comes to the ketzira sa'omer on Shabbos, nothing happened on Shabbos yet. Meaning ketzira is the first stage. So if you're going to do the ketzira sa'omer on Shabbos, you're not dealing with something that's already been docha Shabbos. So if the ketzira sa'omer b'yom were not pasul, we would have said you have to do the Ketzirus HaOmer Bayom and not to be Mechal Shabbos on the count of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, it must be that Ketzirus Bayom is possible even B'Dieved. Rabbi Hachinami, and if that's the case, even according to Rabbi, we could say the same thing, that the reason you're allowed to be Makta L'Chalom Ve'Varim B'Shabbos is because Dach Sashchita Sashabbos and not because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And therefore, we're back to our first question. Why is the Ketzirus HaOmer Dach Shabbos? After all, Rabbi holds that the Omer that's Nikzar Shalokim Mitzvaso is kosher. So shouldn't you have done it during the day? And now you can't answer me Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. We just showed Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita doesn't apply to the Ketzirus HaOmer. Ela Kasav Rabbi, Ketzirus HaOmer Lo Dach Shabbos. What you have to say is that Rabbi holds Ketzirus HaOmer is not Dach Shabbos because you could do it before Shabbos, and therefore you must do it before Shabbos. So ask the Gemara, Velo, is Ketzirus HaOmer not Dach Shabbos according to Rabbi? Vatanan, but we had a Mishnah a while ago commenting on Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that if the second day of Pesach falls out during a weekday, there would be kotzer five se'im of grain for the sake of the Karban Omer to then sift it down to the proper shear. And if it was Chal on Shabbos, then it was only three se'im of grain. And the Chacham Omrim, Echad Shabbos ve'echad Chol, Mishalosh Hayabah, that whether it be Shabbos or whether it be a weekday, there would be kotzer the same amount of grain for the sake of the Karban Omer. So you see that Ketzirus Omer is Docha Shabbos according to everybody. So says Gemara, Dolo Karabi. No, that Mishnah is not following Rabbi, meaning Enochanami. Rabbi holds Ketzirus HaOmer is not Docha Shabbos. So says the Gemara. So the Gemara had asked, oh, but we had a Mishnah way earlier that seemed to say everybody holds Ketzirus HaOmer is Docha Shabbos. It said that Ketzirus HaOmer is Docha Shabbos. That Mishnah is not like Rabbi. So it's not everybody. Rabbi disagrees. So the Gemara is going to keep doing that. The Gemara is going to keep bringing more Marim Akumbos. Well, but don't you see Ketzirus HaOmer is Docha Shabbos? And the answer is always going to be the same. Yes, you see it. You see that somebody else holds that way, but not Rabbi. So the Gemara says that it says over there that about Rabbi Chanina Sakana Kohanim, who holds that if the 16th day of Nisan falls out on a weekday, they would do the Ketzirus HaOmer with three people holding three magolos, and they would put the grain, the harvested grain, into three boxes, and if it's Chal B'Shabbos, who's Ba'od Mecha B'Magal Echad B'Kupa Achas, but V'Chachamim Omrim Echad Shabbos V'Echad Chol, whether it's Shabbos or a weekday, B'Shlosh or B'Shalosh Kupas or B'Shalosh Magalos. So you see that according to everybody, Ketzirus HaOmer is Docha Shabbos, because they're talking about how to do the Ketzirus HaOmer when it falls on Shabbos. So says Mar Delok Rabbi. Yet those dinim, that whole machlokas, that whole discussion, is all against Rabbi. Rabbi would say that you're not allowed to do any of this on Shabbos. U'B'Shabbos Omer Lehem Shabbos Zo, and then we ask, it says Vayter in that Mishnah, that when they would do the Ketzirus HaOmer, the Kotzer would ask the people that are standing there that when the 16th day of Nisan fell on Shabbos, shall I do the Ketzira now on this Shabbos? And they would all say yes. So you see that the Ketzirus HaOmer is Docha Shabbos. It's a Loka Rebbe. Yeah, but that's not going like Rebbe. Rebbe holds it's not Docha Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks, but it says in our Mishnah, Nikzer B'Yom Kosher. If the Ketzirus HaOmer were done during the day, it would be Kosher. Vid Docha Es HaShabbos. And it says in our Mishnah, and Ketzirus HaOmer is Docha Shabbos. So man shamed ledamer nixer b'yom kosher. But who's the one? And don't just quickly tell me, oh, our Mishnah is also not like Rabbi. Because who's the one that says nixer b'yom is kosher? That's Rabbi. Meaning, so you see that our Mishnah is Rabbi. V'katani. And then the very next line of the Mishnah says v'docha es haShabbos, that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So my lav ketzira, doesn't it mean that the ketzira of the Omer is docha Shabbos? When it says v'docha es haShabbos, doesn't that mean that you could do the ketzira on Shabbos? So you see, even Rabbi is moda the ketzira of Omer is docha Shabbos. Says, well, lo, that's not what our Mishnah means. La hakrava. The Mishnah means that the hakrava is Docha Shabbos because you cannot do the hakrava prior to that. But the ketzira is not Docha Shabbos because you could be kotzer biyom prior to Shabbos. Aval the ketzira lo, says the Gemara, but wait, the ketzira somer is not Docha Shabbos? Va'atanya, according to Rabbi, va'atanya, but don't we have a brisa? Rabbi Omer, that Rabbi darshens the pasuk. Pasuk says Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem. So Matam Lomar, what's the pasuk telling me? It already says previously. It mentions all the moados in the parsha, and they're all taught to Klal Yisrael from through Moshe Rabbeinu. Levi Shalol Lemanu Ela LeTamid UPesach Shnemer Ben B'Moado. That we don't learn that all Karbanos Docha Shabbos. It's only for Karban Tamid and Karban Pesach where it says B'Moado. So we learn from there B'Moado Vafilu B'Moado. b'Shabbos. The word b'Mo'adov tells me that you bring it on time, even if that time is Shabbos. B'Mo'adov afilu b'Tumah. You bring a Korban Pesach and a Korban Tumah on time, even if it's b'Tumah. But Shar Korbanos HaTzibur Minayin. How do I know other Korbanos HaTzibur can also be brought b'Tumah and can also be brought b'Shabbos? So Tama Lomar, that's why the Pasuk says in the Parsha of the Musafin of the Mo'adim, Eile Tasu L'Hashem b'Mo'adechem. So once it says b'Mo'adechem, l'gabi all Korbanos HaTzibur, we see that they're all Docha, Shabbos, and Tumah. But Minayin L'Rabbos Omer V'Akarev Imo. How do I know the Minchas HaOmer and the Keves that goes along with it? Shtei Alechem V'Akarev Imoen. And how do I know the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres, which are mentioned in the Musafim of the Mo'adim in Parshas Pinchas? So Tamal Omer, because the Pasuk says, V'Yidaber Moshe Es Mo'adei Hashem HaKasuv Kav HaMo'ed L'Kulhan. So that's the Pasuk that links all of the Karbanos to one another, and even the Omer and Shtei Alechem are linked in, and therefore they all are Docha Shabbos, and they're all Docha Tumah. So how do we see from this price that the Ksiris HaOmer is Docha Shabbos? Lemay, legabe, what halach are we saying that the Shtei Alechem is Docha Shabbos? Ile melakrava, what do you mean the Shtei Alechem is Docha Shabbos? Are you allowed to be makriv the Shtei Alechem on the Mizbeach on Shabbos? Shtei Alechem b'nei akrava ninu? The Shtei Alechem are not b'nei akrava. You never bring them on the Mizbeach. They only need tenufa, and then you just feed them to the Kohanim. So there is no hakrava of the Shtei Alechem. Elipshita, what does it mean the Shtei Alechem is Docha Shabbos? Letchina v'harkada, that the malachos you do in the bread making of the Shtei Alechem, that's Docha Shabbos. Udekavasog Gabi Omer. And therefore, when we put Shtei Alechem and Omer in the same breath, you must be telling me, when you tell me that Omer is Docha Shabbos, leketzira, that the Ketzira's Omer is Docha Shabbos, Gadachias HaShabbos. So you see from the Braisa that Rebbe himself holds that Ksiris HaOmer is Docha Shabbos. So how can you explain that he holds, how can you explain his Shita as saying that Ksiris is not Docha Shabbos? So it says, lo, the Shtei Alechem is not Docha Shabbos as far as the Tchina and the Harkada, and the Omer is not Docha Shabbos as far as the Ksira. All of those things could have been done on Erev Shabbos. None of those things are Docha Shabbos. Omer lahakrava, u'Shtei Alechem la'afia. When we say that the Omer and Shtei Alechem are Docha Shabbos, it means you're allowed to be makriv the korban omer on Shabbos, and it means that when it comes to the Shtei Alechem, you're allowed to bake the Shtei Alechem on Shabbos. And if Shavuos falls on Shabbos, you're allowed to bake the Shtei Alechem. So what's the reason that you're allowed to bake it on Shabbos? L'chori, you could have baked it on Erev Shabbos, and anything you could do on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. V'kasava Rebbe holds tanur mekadesh, that the oven is mekadesh the Shtei Alechem when you bake it, so you could not have done it on Erev Shabbos, because yafi l'me'atmal ifsla belina. Had you baked it on Erev Shabbos, it already would have had its Kedusha, and then it would become Pasul Belina by leaving it till the next day when you actually need it. So the Gemara says that, okay, Rebbe had just said that the Tanur is Mekadesh, the Shtei Alechem. V'sav Rebbe Tanur Mekadesh? Does Rebbe really hold that? That the Tanur is what's Mekadesh, the Shtei Alechem? V'atanya, but we have a Braisa. Kivsei Atzeres ain't Mekadesh and Atzalechem ele b'shchita. The Kivsei Atzeres are Mekadesh the Lechem when you shecht them. That's when the Shtei Alechem become Kadosh, when you shecht the Kvasim. If you shech the kivsei atzeres l'shem this karban, v'zorek dam l'shman, and you zorek the dam l'shma, kidesh alechem, then the lechem becomes kadosh because you did everything right. Shchaton shalol l'shman, v'zorek dam shalol l'shman. If you did everything wrong, you did the shchita and the zrika shalol l'shma, then lo kidesh alechem, then the lechem does not become kadosh. Shchaton l'shman, v'zorek dam shalol l'shman. If you split, you did the shchita l'shma, but the zrika shalol l'shma. Halechem kadosh v'enu kadosh. So the lechem is kind of kadosh. Divrei Revi. Then no, it's only going to be kadosh if you did everything lishma. But bottom line is, it's apparently not the baking in the oven that makes it kadosh, because the whole discussion is it the shechita and the zrika, just the shechita, what makes it kadosh? Obviously it's not the baking in the oven that makes it kadosh. So how can Rebbe say that putting the that the baking of the Shtei Alechem in the tanur is what's mekadesh it? So answer Gemara, Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, hukpu uvelo hukpu uka amar. When this price is talking about the shechita and the zrika being mekadesh, it doesn't mean being mekadesh. It means associating, linking the Shtei Alechem to the Kivsei Atzeres, that these Kivsei Atzeres are now bound with these Shtei Alechem. That's what the Shechita and the Zrika accomplishes. But the oven, that's actually Mekadesh, the Shtei Alechem. And therefore, it is accurate to say that we could not bake the Shtei Alechem before Shabbos, when Shavuos falls on Shabbos, because it would be possible Lina by the time Shabbos comes. So, Adonai Lach Rabbi Shmuel, we now move on to the seventh perek of Meseches Menachos. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu Menachos Nukmatzos, V'shirayan L'Kohanim. The following Karbonos Mincha, you take a kmitza from them, and the shirayim of the mincha goes to Kohanim. Minchas hasolas, v'hamachvas, v'marcheshes, v'achalos, v'arekikin, all these different types of korbanos mincha. Minchas of the chav, minchas nashim, minchas om, minchas chote, minchas kenaos, as well as a mincha that's brought by an ovid chavim, by an isha, the minchas omer, a minchas chote of a Yisrael, not of a Kohen, and a minchas kenaos, a minchas sota. So from the Tanakhama, who mentions the Kmetzes for Shira and Echalim, it sounds like all the Menachos that we mentioned were Minchas Yisrael, because by Minchas Kohen, no part of it gets eaten. So Tanakama apparently says that everything we just spoke about is about a Minchas Yisrael. So says the Mishnah, but Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim, yeah, even the Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim, even though it doesn't get eaten, because a Minchas Kohen doesn't get eaten, it gets entirely burnt, but Nikmetzes, it's still does get a kmitza, the komitz karav la'atzmo, the shirayim kraven li'atzman. The komitz is brought independently, and the shirayim are brought independently. But there is a kmitza that actually happens. Amrav Papa kol hecha detanan. Anything that says a din, and whenever we have a din that relates to various menachos, eser tanan. It's only about 10 menachos and not more. So my kamashon, what's the chiddush of Rav Papa? If you count the number of menachos that are mentioned in the Mishnah, you'll get to the number 10. If you have, you'll count on your fingers. You have 10 fingers, you'll get to the number 10. What's the big math over here? So la fukibi Rabbi Shimon. No, it's coming to tell me against Rabbi Shimon. So Amar, the Rabbi Shimon says when it comes to the Minchas Mafatanur that you don't have to bring dafka 10 chalos or 10 rikikin. Rather, if you want mechtzah chalos or mechtzah rikikin, you can bring half chalos and half rikikin yavi, and you're allowed to do that. So it turns out that there are three types of Minchas Mafatanur: eser chalos, asar rikikin, and chamish chalos v'chamish rikikin. So kamash malan delo. So that's what Papa's telling me, not like Rabbi Shimon, that you're not allowed to bring half chalos and half rikikin, because the Mishnah lists only 10 menachos, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it should have mentioned a minchas mafatanur as three different types of menachos, and then it would have we would have ended up with 11 types of menachos and not 10 types of menachos. So by telling me the number 10, we're noting what not to count. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from the two dots. Have a good day, everybody.